I wouldn't know what they call them.
Well, now, talking about the fireplace, what would you call the front part that comes out, that's usually made out of bricks or stones or something, comes out in front of the fireplace?
Fire hearth.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf above the
mantel shelf?
Okay. And the things that logs rest on in a fireplace?
Some call them fire dogs. Some call them fire... Fire rested, I believe we call them, you know, these places and cellar.
Let's see, did you all ever have an old wood stove that was cooked, that somebody used in the
fire? My mother did.
Would you describe that to me, tell me what it looked like? Can you remember it?
Yes, it was what they call a range stove, you know, Majestic, I believe it was. Different one. And they used wood in it, and it, of course, the smoke went out and went up the chimney, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is the smoke from the stove, you know. But it had bakers and ovens and things like that. It had oven up top, you know, and then bakers inside, like the electric range. Well, electric range might have an oven up on top, but it does have baker on the side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, my mother and grandmother and people like that, I remember they had them.
Well, what kinds of things did they cook that you particularly liked? Do you remember, did you have anything, was there anything particular that they cooked on those?
Yes, ma'am, they cooked anything they had. They grew everything practically on the farm, then, you know, chicken and meats of all kinds. That is beef, pork.
Mm-hmm.
Fried pork, you know, people back then killed hogs, you know,
yeah,
to keep the meat and smoke out for the summer months, made syrup, you know.
Well, what were some of the different cuts of the pork?
Well, they'd have it in ham, what they call ham hocks, they'd hang them up, smoke out.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have middlings on the side of the hogs, you know, then the front shoulder.
Well, now, was the middlings mostly white meat?
Yes, ma'am. They call it white side, I believe you call it. It would, and the ladies back then would slice it for their kitchens, you know,
mm-hmm,
fried in the morning, supper, whenever they cooked. Bring it out, smoke out, so the, back then they had what they called culverts, you know, out the yard, keep the milk. Butters and stuff like that. Didn't have the ice, you know, keep it cool, stay cool in that culvert and stay cool for a couple of days, keep the milk.
Well, now, was this a little house or?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Built out the yard, you know.
What was it that kept it cool in there?
Nothing, only just the atmosphere, I mean the weather, you know.
Uh-huh.
Only kept it cool. And that milk would stay cool a certain length of time, or it wouldn't sour a certain length of time. Then after it soured, why then they would make bread with it, or it turn into a clabber whey, like, you know, why they'd feed it to the hogs.
You all didn't eat clabber?
Well, yes, ma'am. I have that many times. Eat it with syrup.
Yeah, I know my father used to fix it.
Cream, stuff like that, you know. And my mother would bake biscuits, you know, people then got flour in barrels,
mm-hmm,
big sacks, you know, and make biscuits out with, and bake them in the oven.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of other things did she bake besides biscuits?